Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 10th of May, 2021. This is a quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column is from September 2019 and is titled Dimensions Again. Yes, I know we have talked about this before. If I live long enough, we will talk about it again on a regular basis. I just finished a proposal in which I inserted this paragraph. In my, parentheses Jim Thompson, in parentheses experience, collecting field dimensions have often been viewed as a casual or lackadaisical activity. On the surface, they are simple as compared to complicated engineering calculations. However, I've seen more back charges and complaints for erroneous field dimensions than nearly all other engineering activities combined. In this endeavor, we may be required to collect some field dimensions on occasion. Our position is this. We will collect field dimensions on a best efforts basis. We take field dimensions gathering seriously, but we cannot be financially liable for field dimension mistakes. The worst conditions under which I ever had to take field dimensions was when we were getting ready to do a rebuild many years ago. In this case, there was a dryer mounted above the other dryers in the machine hood. It had been installed to dry the top felt, but long ago it had been taken out of service. The idea was to lower it and use it as a dryer in the dryer train. Only problem, no one knew its circumference. Was it the same size as the other dryers? So in July in this southern mill, my boss told me to climb up in the hood on a down day and pie tape it in three places, front, center, and back. I did as I was told, and it was fine. But that is the problem with field dimensions. They are often in hot, dirty places. No one wants to do them. I often think they are faked. Yet field dimensions often turn out to be some of the most important exercises in rebuilding projects. Take them seriously. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.